Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be with you today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If this is your first time tuning in and you don't know who or what Lifestyles Unlimited is, well, we're an educational and mentoring group. We were founded over 30 years ago by a gentleman by the name of Del Walmsley, D-E-L, one L, Walmsley. And Del was able to retire himself at the ripe old age of 34, and it only took him 2 years by investing in real estate. And since then, Del has made it his mission to teach others how to retire, how to buy their life back one chunk at a time by properly investing in real estate. And I don't use that term properly lightly, because I did it wrong for some time before I found Lifestyles Unlimited, before I became educated, and before I learned to do it quite effectively. Now, today, I want to talk about investing specifically in the Houston market. I'm here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm an investor in Dallas-Fort Worth, and sometimes I get blinders on just focusing on Dallas and not necessarily looking at other markets. But Houston is an absolutely fantastic market. It's obviously the biggest market in the state of Texas. Now, my single-family homes are here in Dallas, although I invest in apartment communities all over Texas and outside of Texas. And that being said, my investment interest in Houston is performing quite well, I must say, better than anticipated. And I've only been in that deal really for about a year, maybe a little longer than a year. And I think we all know where we've been in the last year. But the reason I want to do this show is a lot of people believe that the primary markets, the main markets, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and you can take some larger cities outside of Texas and lump that in, Phoenix, Atlanta, Nashville, for instance. But many people think these markets are oversaturated and there's just not any more deals out there, or that the real estate has become too expensive. And contrary to that view, there is still plenty of room for this real estate market to expand. These primary markets remain very strong. If you know how to analyze what you're looking for, you can find deals. But today, specifically, I want to talk about the Houston market. Again, it's the largest metropolitan market in Texas, one of the largest in the country, obviously. But Houston's been strong for many years and will remain so for the ongoing future. Now, to share his thoughts with me today, I've brought a real estate investor from Houston specifically and Lifestyles member on the show to help us break down what's going on in Houston. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Happy to be here.
I really appreciate you taking the time. Now, David, before we unpeel this discussion on the Houston market, why don't you provide us a little bit of background about yourself?
Sure. So I was born and raised in Houston, which is, as we'll talk about later, is really not all that common anymore. Most people are transplants from somewhere. But I guess one of the rare people who are actually born and raised in Houston, grew up in an entrepreneurial family, and really because of that, prior to coming across Lifestyles Unlimited and exactly to your point, correct real estate investing, had started and built and bought and sold a number of different companies here with some great partners in and around Houston. I'm up on the north side of Houston, the Woodlands suburb. It's kind of where me and my family live, but was sort of just doing the normal thing, doing the entrepreneurial thing. And it had been great, but so glad I came across correct real estate investing, because just like you mentioned, I'd done it wrong myself for a few different times over the years. So excited to be talking about this and sharing both of our experiences in and around the Houston market today.
Excellent. Well, David, just to let you know, I was born in Houston myself, and I grew up on the south side down on the coast outside of Houston. So I think you know the area well, but it was kind of a country town when I grew up there, but everything has just like everything else, it has absolutely blown up. So, David, from the beginning, what led you to real estate, and how'd you hear about Lifestyles Unlimited?
So, like I mentioned, I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. So, myself, I've got two brothers. They're both entrepreneurs as well. Learn from the best, right? Learn from dad. And so, we are in the fortunate position to have been blessed with a great background from that standpoint. But prior to that, starting these businesses, really what you can do, I'm sure some people are familiar with, called a SEP IRA, or self-employed IRA.
Yeah.
And what those vehicles allow you to do, you can put 20% of your pre-tax self-employed income into those retirement vehicles. And it's a nice tax write-off off of the business tax return, but the plan, anyway, or the thought process is to let you put a decent chunk of money away. And so I'd done that for a number of years, and really just started doing the math on, okay, I'm in the fortunate position. My wife's, she's working, she's a teacher. I've been self-employed. I'm blessed to be in the position that my businesses are making some pretty good cash. So I'm kind of maxing out these contributions to this self-employed IRA program. But really was doing some math on, okay, let's say, and this is fairly optimistic, right? Let's say I can max this out for roughly what I've been doing the last few years. Let's say I can max this out for another 30 years.
Yeah.
Again, pretty optimistic. But I was really doing the math and said, okay, well, what would that really be? And frankly, it was really depressing when I did the math on that. I said, because again, kind of the, I feel like we're doing everything right. I know,
yeah.
I know for sure we're able to put way more away than the average guy or gal, whatever that means.
Well, David.
But it just wasn't going to cut it.
David, I absolutely know how you feel. I was in the same boat, and that's what led me to find a different avenue and ultimately real estate investing and ultimately Lifestyles Unlimited. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll come back and we'll talk about investing in the Houston market. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I appreciate you joining us today. If you have any questions about real estate investing, how to get started, questions about Lifestyles Unlimited specifically, please reach out to me. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. And as always, if you are just now tuning in, you missed the first segment of the show, you can always pick us up. My favorite way is on a podcast app. I have a podcast app on my smartphone. I subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Automatically uploads. And if I'm traveling anywhere or if I have what you call windshield time, I put it on the podcast and just let it play. And it's a great way to catch up. You can also find us on YouTube. We have our own channel, and as always, at lifestylesunlimited.com. So I have on the show today a local real estate investor to the Houston market, a lead investor with Lifestyles Unlimited. And by lead, that is a syndicator who buys apartment communities with partners, with other passive investors. And David, being in Houston, he's going to help guide us through the Houston market, because too often I hear preconceived notions or the stigma that the big city markets are too expensive, they're too picked over, everything is just too quick, too fast, there's no deals to be had, and that's absolutely wrong. But before we get to that, I was talking to David about what led him to investing in real estate and Lifestyles Unlimited, and David was sharing a story very similar to what I went through. You're doing everything you can, you're sacrificing, you're feeding an IRA or a 401k, and you finally start doing some math as to how it's going to turn out, and it's looking pretty bleak. David, why don't you pick it up from where you were?
Yeah, absolutely. So really, like I'd mentioned prior, kind of ran through these calculations of, let's say, okay, if I can, I've been in the fortunate position to be able to max out this IRA for the last handful of years. Let's be really optimistic and say I can do that for the next 30, and then I hope be really in a great place to retire. So that was kind of my thought process. And then then when I got done punching the numbers in the calculator, unfortunately, it was pretty bleak. I was really not happy with the results. And again, like you mentioned, Mike, it was not an overly fulfilling feeling after feeling like we'd done everything right for years.
you punch it in. I was doing the 4% equation. You know, they say you can live off of 4%, and you start projecting your growth. And on the back of this is all the sacrifice, right? The vacations you didn't take with the family, the bonus that you could have maybe upgraded your car, but you didn't, so you stuck that in the 401k, and you do all this for years, and then you start doing the math, and you're like, my gosh, you know, realistically, this is going to be a miserable retirement. It's not going to be the retirement I wanted. And so you do the calculation, and then you set the calculator down, and you wait a week, and you do it again, and it's the same thing. But, well, obviously, you're one of the few people that was strong enough to say this isn't working and make a change. I commend you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I feel so blessed to have come across Lifestyles and really finding the different way, the right way to go about retiring, which is focusing on passive income. I think Dell calls it, you know, the difference between regular recurring income and sort of the pile of money theory. And so that's what the calculator was the punch in the face about. It said, okay, the pile of money is just not going to work. So let's figure out what passive income means.
And the bottom line, when we're doing these equations, we had no idea we're going to have 7% monthly compounded inflation built
That's
into
right.
it. I mean, we don't know what tomorrow holds. So yes, you have to have that passive income.
So I was extremely fortunate because the same week that happened, I went down to a... it was actually a user group for a software program that I used to run one of the businesses that I owned at the time. And so I went to this user group, just meet some other local people who are using the same software, hopefully share some smart ideas, which we did, but I ended up not getting what I thought I was going to get from that event. I got something much better. So met a gentleman there. We were kind of going around the circle. Everyone was saying, you know, what's your name, what's your business, that sort of thing. So this gentleman did his introduction, and then he just sort of said offhand, and I'm in the process of buying 20 single-family houses from an investment standpoint. It was sort of a throwaway comment he just put on the tail end of his bio.
Oh, and by the way, I'm buying 20 single-family properties. Nice.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So of course, yeah. It got my attention. That was interesting. It's kind of unique. So I grabbed him after the event and said, "Hey, let me buy you lunch. I want to hear what you're doing with that."
Yeah.
I should give a little context, I guess. Speaking about doing real estate wrong in the past, right after college, I flipped quite a few houses here in the North Houston area. So that was now going back, goodness, 15 years or so, pretty close to it. And I had a few of these houses that I'd flipped, going into 2007, 2008 and the financial crisis. So I had two, I guess you'd call them accidental rentals. I had two houses that I'd flipped that my plan was to sell.
Yeah.
But we finished the flip right at the time that the market had sort of locked up. There was a, at the time, a brief window where banks weren't lending, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I ended up putting a resident in there. So I had these sort of leftover two rent houses from the financial crisis. And I was, if I was lucky, I was probably making $100 a month on that.
Right.
Again, doing everything wrong. I never set out to own rental property before. So doing everything wrong, I was probably making $100 a month. And so when he said, I have 20 of these, again, it caught my attention. I said, okay, well, I have two on accident and I don't really want the two I have. So if you want 20 on purpose,
buy my two.
You've got to be doing something different than what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's sort of how this whole thing started. So he and I met for lunch at a local Mexican place here in Houston. And he told me about Lifestyles Unlimited and told me about his plan for rental property to retire himself that he'd come up with based on working with a mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited.
Beautiful.
And so you mentioned the podcasting. So that was sort of my first foray. So he mentioned Lifestyles Unlimited. I quickly downloaded the last 20 episodes of the Lifestyles Unlimited podcast and proceeded to binge listen to them at, 2x speed because it was super interesting and exciting. So I was into it. I wanted to learn everything I can as quickly as I could.
Excellent. When was this, David?
This would have been 2013.
Okay.
So November, December 2013, somewhere around there.
And then how long after that did it take you to get going? And did you start with single-family houses yourself? I know you do apartments now.
Yes, I did. So that was in, again, November, December 2013, somewhere around that time frame. So blasted through 20 episodes of the podcast in 2 days and then quickly went into the free workshop at Lifestyles Unlimited to learn what it was all about.
Nice. David, I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to come back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're discussing investment in Houston, Texas. We'll be right back.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I have a guest on today's show, David, and David's a real estate investor and Lifestyles Unlimited member in Houston, Texas. He focuses on the Houston market. David purchases apartment communities in Houston, but he started 8 years ago with single family properties and he's moved up. But David's become quite the expert on the Houston market. David, you recently shared some points on reasons to be bullish on real estate investing in Texas and Houston specifically. I want to get into those. And we'll go through them one at a time. But your first point was that Texas has added the most new residents of any state over the last decade. What does that mean for Houston specifically, and what are you seeing in Houston?
So, well, much like you guys are experiencing in DFW, and really it's everywhere in the state, and when it comes to businesses, builders, housing, everything, there is such a big influx of new people here. I believe the number's over 4 million people have moved to the state of Texas from 2010 to 2020. These numbers were just recently compiled, but that was the 10-year period that they were looking at here.
That's amazing.
And I was just going to say, anyone who's lived here for the last 10 years will say, oh, yeah, that's why all the roads are so much more crowded. We felt it, but we didn't really know the numbers behind it until they put some of these reports together.
It is truly incredible the amount of people coming to Texas, and they're following the business that's also coming to Texas, corporation after corporation after corporation. It's not even surprising anymore. We'll see a new headline once or twice a week of the latest company that's moving their corporate headquarters, and really the state is set up to do business. So I think that's attracting a lot of people, and there's a certain portion of those people that are essentially escaping. They're escaping states that have bad policies, that are poorly run, poorly managed, overrun with crime and tax. And they're saying, I don't have to be here. We'll get in the car, we'll get in the truck, and we'll load up, and we'll come to Texas. So no doubt Houston is absolutely booming with people. Where do you see unemployment in Houston? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I came across an interesting report on that same note. And I know I will admit to being a little bit of a data nerd as it relates to all of that. As it relates to my real estate investments, and then certainly the investors that I work with on our properties, it's my job to be the expert, right? So I seek out these reports, and these just came across some interesting ones here recently. So unemployment in the Houston market is, as of the end of December, is 4.8%, which is just unbelievable. I remember, I'm sure you do too, Mike, when the normal unemployment was considered to be 6 to 7%,
right?
Not that long ago. And we are well under that in the Houston area, and certainly all over Texas as well. We're sort of in this virtuous cycle where people follow jobs, and jobs follow people, right? So anywhere that there's this big population boom, of course, there's going to have to be more jobs there to support the population growth. But then
yes,
on the flip side, when there's good paying jobs available, it's going to bring more people into the area. So we're in this virtuous cycle of where great jobs are creating a lot of demand, creating more population, which creates more jobs to support it.
It is self-fulfilling.
It's really an unbelievable thing to live through.
Yeah, it's self-fulfilling, because what happens is the people come here, they get a job, they go to work, and then they spend, which creates more demand, which creates more jobs, which creates demand for more people to come here to Texas. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. It really is. And that report that I mentioned, if I remember right, I think it was even from the city of Houston. But it was interesting because, of course, any report put out by a government entity is typically extremely dry and not all that interesting, even if they're saying interesting things. But one sentence out of that report that caught my eye, because it's the type of thing you don't typically hear in these really dry reports, was this line. It said, 2021 will go down as the best year for employment growth in Houston's history.
Wow.
That's a big statement. They've been tracking these numbers, I believe, going back 50 or 60 years. And this is going to go down in history as the best year ever, and it's not even close.
You're talking about a city that's known as the energy capital of the world, and historically it's always been a boom or bust, but when it was a boom, it was on fire. I can remember those days as a kid growing up down there. So 2021, pandemic year, was the best year for employment growth in Houston's history. That's quite amazing, and I'm sure 2022 might eclipse 2021. Are you seeing that?
That's right. No, I mean, we certainly are. And on that same note, they even mentioned that a bit in that same report. They said basically the four major industries historically for Houston, so construction, energy, manufacturing, and wholesale trade, importing essentially, those actually all lagged in 2021. So this job growth wasn't even coming from the major industries that have historically fueled Houston's economy. Those have been lagging, but in the fourth quarter of 2021, those have all started to catch up, which puts us in an incredible position for 2022, 2023, for to really get the economy firing on all cylinders across all of these industries. the odds of 2022 being capping 2021 and exceeding 2021 as the best year ever in Houston's job growth, that's pretty good odds based on that stat alone.
Wow. Well, David, I'm going to use a silly pun here, and I'm going to throw some fuel on the fire, essentially. But Houston's known as an oil town. Is that the same? And then how is oil going to affect things? I was watching, and I'm sure you did too, Dr. David Dotsauer. And for you listeners, if you don't know who he is, you should look him up. Dotsauer, D-O-T-Z-O-U-R. He's one of the foremost real estate economists in the United States, and he's always spot on. But he's saying oil will peak over $100 a barrel. And if we go to war, or if Russia or China continue what they're doing, maybe in a more aggressive manner, it would not be hard to see $150 a barrel oil. How's that going to affect Houston?
Well, I can't even imagine, because it feel like I can't raise rents at our properties fast enough as is. So it will be an incredible thing to see. What I do know is, again, since you and I both grew up in Houston, or were born in Houston, in the oil bust in 1986, Houston real estate was, particularly office space in the Houston market, was depressed for a number of years after this big oil bust.
Yeah.
But the city
that and the savings and loan combined.
Job. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, the one was fueling the other, right?
Yeah.
And the city of Houston has done a phenomenal job diversifying the economy over the last coming up on 40 years, 35 years since that happened. So in even the most recent two oil downturns, so I can't remember the year exactly. I want to say maybe 2015 or so.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, oil went from $130 a barrel down to 40, and that was. That was historically, that would have been something that would have devastated the Houston economy, since in the past we were extremely oil dependent economy. However, the Houston economy even grew in the midst of that. So yes, the oil industry might have been having some layoffs in 2015, but the rest of the economy, the medical and everything else, was all growing. So even in the midst of what historically would have been a catastrophic event for the Houston economy, it continued to grow even through that.
Wow. Well, David, when we come back, we're going to put the three of these together. One, the unprecedented amount of people coming to Texas. Two, the amount of jobs that are in Texas. And three, the fact that oil is going to peak, and it's going to, we're predicting over $100 a barrel. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll see you on the other side. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you joining us today. My name's Mike Harrison. We're having a discussion on the dynamics of the Houston market and about investing in real estate specifically in Houston and some of the reasons that make it a great idea. But David, before we get to that, if we don't talk about it now, we're going to miss it. I want to talk about our Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Multifamily Masters Tour, March 17th, 18th, and 19th in Houston, Texas. And we're talking about Houston, so you might as well visit. And if you can, I suggest you go on that Multifamily Masters Tour and see some of these apartment communities that our lead investors and passive investors have purchased together, how the properties are doing, what makes them a great business, the dynamics of the business, how the business is performing. Again, that's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. If you want more information, it's Wealth and Passive Income Expo.com, Wealth and Passive Income Expo.com. For you Lifestyles Unlimited members, you're going to get a $97 discount on any of the upgraded passes. Just go to Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2022. That's for you members. For you non-members, Wealth and Passive Income Expo.com. David, I know you'll be there. Obviously, as a lead investor, you want to meet folks and add to your passive investment list. Do you have any other plans while you're at Expo?
No, that's really it. It's one of my favorite things that we do every year. I was a couple of friends of mine who are investors in some deals. I texted them and I joked. I said it's unbelievably fun to just get to send money to friends once a quarter as these properties are distributed. So that said, it's a great time for me to get coffee, get breakfast, get lunch with new and old investors alike. So I'm a people person. So this is the kind of event I love.
Wonderful. Well, I really enjoy when my friends send me money once a quarter. It is a nice feeling, I must say. So, David, two quick questions. One, you're obviously a Houston investor. How big is your passive list, and do you have a rough idea on the percentage of folks that are not native to Texas, that live outside of Texas, that are on your passive investor list?
Yeah, so my list is grows daily, it seems. So, but at this moment, my list is probably about 1,250 people, give or take.
Holy cow. Wow. Yeah.
And if I was guessing, of course, I hadn't run the numbers to check, but by observation, I would say it's probably 60-70% are investors from outside of Texas who want to invest in the Texas market.
Excellent. Well, that brings up a great point that we emphasize here at Lifestyles Unlimited, is that you can live where you want and you can invest where you want. It is a myth if you think you need to live next to your property, even if it's a single family home. I had that mindset. I was like, oh, I got to buy one close by so I can run to it. And that's just not the case. And it's the same thing with these apartment communities. You have the lead investor that is running the deal, that is managing the deal, that is taking care of the business. That's what David is. He's a lead. When we're talking about his passive list, that's people like me that say, hey, David, it was great to meet you. I like what you're doing. I think you're dynamic. I would love to invest with you at some point in the future. So that's his passive investor list. So David, I want to put it all together. We've got people coming to Texas. We've got unprecedented job growth in Houston specifically, but actually all over the place. And then we've got oil that is now at the highest in 7 years with definitely no sign of retreat. What does that mean for demand on rental property? What's happening to rents? What's happening to occupancy? Fill in the blanks for us.
Yeah, what it means is we are in for a really fun ride over the next few years. In the Houston market, and again, really Texas in general. But we are seeing just record, I believe the average across the city was a 16% rent growth last year. I just had a call with a multifamily broker yesterday, and that was one of the topics we were discussing. It was a 16% rent growth all across Houston. And again, with the dynamics that we have been talking about today, I've got to believe that trend is going to continue for a handful of years. And unlike some other markets, certainly coming out of the pandemic, places like San Francisco, like New York, they've seen some rent growth as empty buildings have gotten full again, certainly. But unlike those places, the huge dynamic about Houston is that we're an affordable market.
Right.
So the average renter in Houston is only paying 20% or so of their income in rent, which at nationwide average is significantly above that. So unlike some other markets where there's been some rent growth, but they're going to quickly tap out people's ability to pay, we're in the position where there's all of these dynamics powering significant rent growth, and the starting number on those rents is low enough that we are not crunching people's budgets to make that happen. So if we give them the option for a nice, beautiful, safe place to live, we follow the Lifestyles model of best product, best price. We're creating a dynamic where families are happy to live in these communities, and we aren't wrecking the rest of the family's finances in order to make that happen, even while we're getting terrific rent growth that of course makes us and our investors wealthy in the process.
Yeah, Houston is looking good. We're seeing that across the board. Again, they call it the Golden Triangle. It's really more of a diamond, I guess, if you go from Houston to San Antonio to Austin up to Dallas-Fort Worth and back down. I mean, everything in between is filling in. I mean, we've got opportunities in all these tertiary markets that are looking good. So Houston, as far as deals go, are you seeing, you know, the cost of these units are going up? How's the relativity of that to the opportunity for a good deal in Houston? What are you seeing there?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, certainly prices are going up. I think that's probably no secret to anyone. If you watch the news, you know home prices and everything else are going up. So we're certainly seeing it on the single family side and on the multifamily side as well. But that said, like everything, there are opportunities to be had. I would say maybe 5 years ago, you could draw a map, and if you plucked an average deal out of that, you could probably make it work and still make some good money on it. I would say there's a little bit more of searching to be done these days to find those good deals, but there are certainly plenty out there for the number of investors that want to be a part of what we are all doing here at Lifestyles Unlimited. I would say if we had time and ability and enough investors and that sort of thing, we could deploy hundreds of millions of dollars in the next 90 days into great deals, both on the single and multifamily sides, all across Houston.
You just can't get them in them fast enough. It seems to be a frenzy right now. So it sounds like you're moving forward. You're not there's no reservations as long as you're in the right deal. You've done the math and you're in the right market. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's right. That's right. I mean, certainly the name of the game is to stress test any deal. Of course, to say, okay, maybe we aren't going to see 16% rent growth again this year. Maybe we only see half of that. Maybe we see 8 in the next year. What does that look like? Maybe we don't get the absolute lowest interest rate we could. Maybe it's a quarter of a point higher than we want it to be. How does that work? So there are things to do to try to mitigate risk, but the opportunity is out of sight. And again, based on those fundamentals driving the entire economy here locally, if you're going out 5 years or 10 years and looking at the Houston market, anything you buy today, you're going to be extremely happy with.
David, I wholeheartedly agree with you, and I'm seeing pro formas that are being written very conservatively, and I want our listener to understand we're not just going into this, you know, we rarely bank on the appreciation, but the appreciation's real and it's happening. But I'm seeing extremely conservative pro formas written, and the reason they are written that way, it's not just all about under promise over deliver. It is prepare for worst case scenario. What will happen next year? What if we go down to a 70% occupancy? Can we still make money at that? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, you're looking at some very, very strong metrics going into that deal. Now, David, we have a little bit of time left. I want to change gears just a little bit because you made a specific change to invest in real estate. You changed everything you were doing for your retirement. What would you say to those listening today that keep waiting for the market to be right, or they keep waiting for the politics to be correct, and they just haven't done anything, but they know investing in real estate is good, but they haven't taken action? What would you say to those folks?
I would say get in the game. There's always a reason not to do something, but there are more reasons to do something. I am so happy that that I made the change. The only thing I would change in hindsight is doing more deals faster when I was getting started. That's the only change I'd make. This is the time. I believe the joke is the best time to buy real estate was yesterday, but the second best time is right now. And that's certainly what I would say.
You're exactly right. And I'm glad you threw that out there, because I always say, do you have any regrets? And you said, essentially, should have bought more deals. Boy, I can tell you the same thing. And I've got 100 real estate investor friends that would tell you the same thing. My name's Mike Harrison. I want you to understand, do something today your future self will thank you for. And it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day, and we'll see you next week.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.